You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is August 17th, 2008, and I just want to let all of my listeners know that I am truly glad to be back again with my devotionals. It's been a little over a month, and a lot has happened since that time. I've had family reunions. I recently graduated from graduate school with my master's degree in forensic science, and I thank the Lord for that. And it's just been a very busy time in my life, and I think towards the end I kind of got tired and had been fatigued. And I'm not ashamed to say that I went through a time of stress. And I think that was all Satan coming in and trying to stir up things a little in my life. But I am so glad that through the grace of God, I am back. And I have stomped and put Satan underneath my feet, because I, for so long, had been on this wonderful course of bringing to the world my devotionals, and it was just such a fulfilling and just pleasurable thing for me to come and bring devotionals on a regular basis. And you know, when Satan sees that you're doing something good and you're doing something to serve the Lord, he'll come in and he'll try to mess it up. But if you just turn it over to God and you let God come into your life and you go to the Lord and you ask him to just, Lord, just, I ask you to just remove Satan from my life, to knock him out of my life and just come into the presence and your presence to just bring you closer to him. He'll do it and he'll work it out. And I'm just so glad to be back and to be able to bring to you guys the devotionals. And this was a calling for me by God. And I'm just truly glad to be back. Today's devotional is entitled Greatness in Service. And we'll be looking at a verse in Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. Now, before I get started, I want to let you know that this is going to be a devotional. But then, you know what? After going through and looking at what I plan to bring to you guys today, I realized that it's not only a devotional, but it's a mini Bible study. So it's kind of like a little different from what I had been bringing to you, but I hope you enjoy it, and I hope that someone out there will be a blessing to them, or it may be something that they can relate to in some way, shape, or form. Again, today's scripture verse is Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. It's hard to think of greatness in service. You see, our world doesn't think this way, and to break out of the mold takes effort, mainly on the part of oneself. We go to church and still have a hard time understanding how to serve God, or seeing greatness as a matter of doing things for others. Have you ever just stopped to consider these questions? Why do we as Christians serve God? Why should we serve him? After going through and researching the topic of today's devotional, I ran across these questions in an article covering motivations for serving God. After questioning myself with these very questions, I realized that I honestly had not seriously given much thought to the questions at hand, and more than likely, none of you out there have either. I've learned that although we may not need to understand our motives in order to serve God or grow in godliness, the more we are aware of them, the better we will be able to serve God as He deserves. You see, people can serve God genuinely and illegitimately. Now, when I say this, I mean people can serve from either worthy or unworthy motives. Let's first touch on the illegitimate, unbiblical motivations. These motivations are not worthy of God or Christians. Although the people who are moved by these improper motivations are doing a service, it is not really God that these people serve, but themselves. This is not the path we as Christians want to find ourselves on, for this path will only lead to damnation. There are many improper motivations out there for serving God, but I will only focus on three. The first is legalism. There are some people out there who may serve God in hopes that this will either earn them eternal salvation or help them hang on to it. This goes against the grace of God in salvation and in sanctification. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You see, our faith, our conversion, and our eternal salvation are not works that we should boast about or tamper with. With a heart that is not genuine, we should not boast, we should not tamper with, especially with a heart that is not genuine. These things are not brought to pass by anything done by us. Therefore, boasting is shut out. It should not be relished. All is the free gift of God and the effect of being quickened by His power. It was His purpose to which He prepared us by blessing us with the knowledge of His will and His Holy Spirit, producing such a change in us that we should glorify God by our good conversation and perseverance in holiness. We cannot and should not abuse this doctrine, which is in Scripture, or accuse it of any tendency to evil. Those who do so are without excuse. The second improper motivation to discuss is false guilt. Some people may fail to trust God to forgive their sins and may therefore try to serve God in order to work off their guilt, as in works of penance. This, however, ignores God's promise of complete forgiveness to all who confess their sins. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." All who walk near to God in holiness and righteousness are sensible that their best days and duties are mixed with sin. God has given testimony of the sinfulness of believers themselves. It is shown by requiring them continually to confess their sins and to apply by faith to the blood of that sacrifice. Let us plead guilty before God, be humble and willing to know the worst of our case. Let us honestly confess all of our sins in their full extent, relying wholly on His mercy and truth through the righteousness of Christ for free and full forgiveness and our deliverance from the power and practice of sin. The last improper motivation I will mention is self-seeking. Some people may be motivated to serve God by financial gain, preeminence, power, or self-aggrandizement. They are only serving their own selfish desires. There are examples in the Bible that talk about self-seeking people serving God. Let's look at the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You see, the Lord warns against hypocrisy and outward show in religious duties. What we do must be done from an outward principle, that we may be approved of God, not that we may be praised of men. In these verses just read, we are cautioned against hypocrisy and giving alms and should take heed to it. It is a subtle sin, and vainglory creeps into what we do before we are aware. But the duty is not the less necessary and excellent for being abused by hypocrites to serve their pride. The doomed Christ passes at first may seem a promise, but it is their reward, not the reward God promises to those who do good, but the reward hypocrites promise themselves, and a poor reward it is. They did it to be seen of men, and they are seen of men. When we take least notice of our good deeds ourselves, God takes most notice of them. He will reward thee, not as a master who gives his servant what he earns and no more, but as a father who gives abundantly to his son who serves him. Now, there are many legitimate biblical motivations or genuine ways to serve God. I'm not going to go into detail about them, but I will mention a few and briefly give an explanation. The first is love. This includes first a love of God, then an accompanying love for others. You see, a Christian motivated by love works for the benefit of the one loved. The second is gratitude. Because we benefit from God's actions, we may wish to respond gratefully. Our service and our lives become a thank you to Him. Next is eternal significance. We can be motivated to fulfill our longing for some significance beyond this temporary life according to God's original purposes. Rewards. We can be motivated by God-given rewards in this life and in eternity. Next is duty. Some Christians will serve God because they have made a commitment to do so, or because they are living up to that which God wants us to. The last one is fear. Now, fear really has nothing to do with love and is inferior to it. However, it can motivate the Christian away from sin or unfaithfulness and towards godly conduct. How great it is to serve God and to do things for others instead of living self-centered and focusing on just doing you. When we find our lives heading towards self-centeredness, we should ask God to help us change our thinking and help us model the lifestyle He wants every Christian to have. Instead of seeking personal fame or self-importance, we need to help others and aid them in drawing closer to God. When other people see our actions, we should want them to see God. Lord, help us become your servant in every way. Then we'll have the only greatness worth having. We will be distinguished in God's eyes. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualizedministry.com. Also, I would gladly like to announce the launching of my husband's podcast, Spiritual Eyes Ministry Bible Study Podcast, which can be found at spiritualize.podomatic.com. If you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritual Eyes Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at our new number, area code 206-203-1004. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.